What you don't know won't hurt you. You know, you ain't really going to, you know, a little harmless flirting ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to really do nothing. I'm just, girl, you know you looking good. I just want to tell you that. That's all I want to do. But she likes that because her man ain't told her that in a long time. And you start talking, can I get them digits from you? You know, I just want to say, I just want to check on you, you know. Y'all act like y'all know what I'm talking about. And ain't nothing wrong with just having a little harmless lunch, a little dinner, a little, you know. Then next thing you know, you singing, me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We meet every day at the same 6:30. She know I'll be there. Then before you know it, you are hooked up in a fatal attraction. You ready to say, listen, you know, I've been unfaithful to my wife, my husband. I can't do this no more. My conscience, yeah, well, that's your problem. No, you ain't going nowhere. And then look how the devil fools you. Baby, I never hurt you. I never do you no wrong. Then show you when you're ready to get out and move on, sin holds you. Sin say, if I can't have you, ain't nobody gonna have you. And they gonna show you better than they can tell you. Sin. It pulls you into places where everybody else may not know about it, but you know about it. That's that secret place. That's that place where you get, when the devil works on you by yourself, perverts your mind, perverts your thoughts, and calls you to not realize who you truly are, and lower your standards, and lower all of the expectations of the Lord of you, and you wind up finding yourself a puppet on Satan's string. Sin don't tell you when you're ready to break your habits that they were easy to form, but they're difficult to break, because sin wants to hold you longer than you want to stay. But I don't think I need to tell any of us about how we messed up, because we all know how we messed up. And you can add your own little story about that, how you messed up, and relate to that. But I want to tell you how to make up. Because somebody's still sitting here with tears in their eyes because they're in the midst of a mess up. But I want to help you get out of your mess up if you would desire to make up with God. Now let's go back in the text, if you will. Look at it. Look at it. Bible says, verse 17, and when he came to himself. Listen, this, if you don't get nothing else I say about the beginning of what it takes to make up, is that you, not somebody else, because how many times have other folks seen you and said, you know what, I don't understand how you got in this, I don't understand why you in this, I don't understand why you acting this way, and yet it doesn't penetrate you. Nothing happens to you until you come to yourself. Now, what that suggests is that you have left and are lost the reality of who you are and whose you are. Amen. Just as your real self-conscious, just as your real inner person, the essence of who you are, begins to leave you when you make choices that differ with the word of God and the way of God, it is the same way that sin separates God from you. That's right. And so then when you become separated from the real person that you are, the real sanctified you, when it leaves you because of decisions to sin, then you are no longer acting out of the trueness of who you are and designed to be by God. You begin to act out of the spirit of the enemy. But here the word says he had been in sin to the point where he recognized, I don't have to stay here. And see, that's the point and place where we all have got to come when we mess up. Yeah, the devil's gonna make you feel bad, and you should feel bad. Devil's gonna bring guilt upon you and shame upon you, and all of those things should happen to you, because all of those are mechanisms, all of those are properties that God uses to help you to come to yourself. If you felt nothing for the sin you did, then you would certainly not be be one of his. But when he allows those things to prick your heart and you yes, you make a decision to sin, but you then realize I can't live in this sin. It's because he starts working underneath the skin and showing you pictures of your life, showing you of who you really were, showing you of the relationship you had, showing you of what you're about to throw away, showing you of what you can have, showing you that what he's got better for you is better than what the devil is giving to you right now. When he starts showing you these things, it's because he loves you better than you love yourself. But you've got to come to yourself for God to reach you underneath the skin. Listen to what the word says. He says, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? First thing that happens when you come to yourself is you start recalling. You take a trip back down memory lane. You start remembering how it was. And he started remembering the good life. Or some of us don't realize how good we've had it until the enemy shows us how bad it can really be. Sometimes we don't realize that we were really up when we felt like we were down. But you don't know what down is until the devil brings you down. Here there were things we thought we couldn't deal with. He was so ready to get out of daddy's house. He didn't like the rules of daddy's house. He didn't like the structure of daddy's house. He didn't like what daddy had as a guideline that he had to obey while he was in daddy's house. So he wanted to do it his way, and only to find out that he wished he were back at daddy's house, because daddy had something that was worth living for. So the first thing he did was he recalled where he was, who he was, what he had. But after he did that, then the first thing that he did as it related to his inner preparation for getting things right with God and his Father was that he repented.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Hollywood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
What he done. I just love it. First of all, because he woke me up this morning.